don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is burnt ends. We got out of the car and paid the meter. A blues guitar in the form and sweaty passion of Tab Benoit seethed out of the porch speakers of the Taurus Beer and Whiskey House. The song was Cherry Tree Blues. The lyrics are memorable. If music were weather, this would have been a pounding summer thunderstorm. The rain would taste like a cocktail made of smoke and bourbon. Being a Sunday, it usually means us going to see a movie, but our chef friend, Phil Bryant, had posted a very enticing photo of his take on burnt ends, and instead of cinema, we were soon on our way to leafy Coconut Grove, our movie plans extinguished. Barbecue, like blues music, finds it has spiritual capacity to offer a balm to pain, despite the cries and moans singers and musicians cathartically extract with voice, guitars, harmonicas, drums, and pianos. Barbecue great Mike Mills wrote in his book, Praise the Lard, burnt ends are made from the point end of the brisket, the fatty cut that is laced with delicate strands of collagen and connective tissue. To make burnt ends, instead of serving the point along with the rest of the cooked brisket, you separate it from the flat, cut it into cubes, re-season it, and put it back on the cooker for another hour or so to absorb more spice and sauce and develop an all-over crusty bark. Phil brought out the burnt ends himself. It makes me happy to have him do that. Not because we need curb service. It's because it gives us a chance to chat with my longtime cooking friend about how he attained the flavors I knew were going to be on the money. He surprised me when he told me he worked in black vinegar into his recipe. I asked, Chinese black vinegar? He said, yep. Near the pile of drop-dead, falling-apart beef was a collage of rice grits, buttermilk coleslaw, house-made pickles, horseradish sauce, and some Sally Lunn bread I'd bet his life partner Veronica baked that morning. Where to start? The burnt ends are not burned at all. They are caramelized to the perfect moment of what chefs have come to commonly refer to over the last decade or so as the Maillard reaction. To get the full-on treatise on that subject, I will point you in the direction of the book titled Uncooking by Harold McGee. You might want to get a cozy chair and a beverage. The man has more knowledge on the science of cooking than any person I've ever known. Of course, I started with a bite of the slowly smoked and cooked beef. Then you would be wise to take a tasting tour of the dish of food Phil cooked. It is the interplay between what might seem to be a casual or random passel of side dishes, but it is actually a carefully orchestrated flavored dance between the beef brisket's fat and meaty sensuous balance, the comforting zone the cheddar-imbued grits put you in, and the acidity in both the coleslaw and the horseradish sauce. They play different types of acidity to your palate. That is the quiet wisdom Phil has. He doesn't point the camera on himself like a lot of chefs do. His flavors speak for him. It's why we keep going back. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. And in-